Hello.
Hi, Shanice. Good afternoon,
Hello.
Alex. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm actually just trying to reach you. Thank you for trying to give me a call back earlier, but you might have already spoke with one of like my colleagues in the past. I was just trying to reach you about your property in Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you filled out a form on our website. And I just wanted to check if it's still, available for sale or kind of listed.
Yeah, I would be interested in perhaps selling it if the offer was right. I do have a tenant in place in the property.
Okay. How much are they paying right now?
$3,150.
Okay. Are they on a month to month? Like, what's their term?
Annual.
Annual. Okay. And their contract will last until what month?
March.
March of next year.
Yes.
Okay, so they just signed.
Yes.
Okay. So it's gonna be okay. That's how many months from now? So next year. But are they aware that you're trying to sell the property too, or
They do know that the property might, I might transfer ownership.
okay. But you have the contract or an agreement with you in case that we wanted to get a copy of it.
Between me and the tenant?
The yep, yep, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 31,500. Not sure. So you wanted to, of course, since it has a tenant, you wanted to get a cash offer for it for the property.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know? Have you been inside a property, or do you know the condition of it, or?
I've been told that it's still in good condition
Condition.
by contractors that I have that go and do different updates or repairs. The property, it was fully flipped, when they
Okay.
moved in. Yeah.
And can you just, because I'm looking at the notes, is this commercial or, residential?
No, it was zoned for commercial and residential. I actually just had an appraisal done on the
Okay.
property as well, and they stated that it could be used for either, but they see residential dwelling, and the tenant that I have is residential.
Okay. So, I'm just trying to see the previous notes that I have in here. I don't think I have your asking price or like on the notes. I don't think you ever put it in
Yeah.
here.
With the tenant in place, I would be willing to walk away from the property for $345.
Okay. 45, and this has like 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2,100 square feet. Can you confirm the lot
Well,
size?
it's 3.5 bathrooms.
3.5. Okay.
And the lot size, I would have to look that up. It's a pretty large lot. It's a nice size backyard and front yard.
Right, let me see if I can pull it up. It doesn't show on Zillow, just square feet. So just gonna take a look real quick. Okay, 0.23 acres. All right. Let me see if that's something that we can work out, but you're definitely looking for a cash offer. In terms of timeline, are you wanting to sell it like what's your timeline look like?
I would be open to selling quickly. I'm interested in moving to, I'm working with another project, so that's why I'm looking to sell.
Okay. Well, let me run this to our team. Forrest McGee is the owner of our company and also my boss, so I'm just gonna go ahead and check if there's gonna be something that we could do, you know, if it's gonna work for the both of us. We do have a couple of rentals in the area as well, so and also have from some projects right now that we are, you know, trying to fix, or we'll turn it into a rental. So I'll check with Forrest if this is something that we wanted to purchase. In case that, you know, if we wanted to call you back tomorrow, are you available around this time or
Yeah, I'm available around 4.
4? Okay. Well, let's do 4:30. I'm going to schedule a call between you and Forrest since he's the one who's going to purchase the property himself. 4:30 tomorrow. His name is Forrest McGee. He's also a real estate agent. You know, in case that you wanted to go that route. And I'll send you a reminder tomorrow as well,
Okay.
before the call. So, all
Sounds good. Thank you.
right. Well, appreciate your time, Shanice, and talk to you tomorrow.
All righty, bye.
Thanks. Bye.